We're going to learn Psochim Dav Ches. We're going to start 16 lines from the bottom of Dav Zayin Amud Beis. We saw in the Mishnah on Dav Beis Amud Aleph, Oyer L'Arba'a Osor, on the night of the 14th of Nisan, Boit Kenes HaChometz, we check our homes for Chometz. The Mishnah adds on two words, L'Oyer HaNeir, that the way that we search for the Chometz is with the light of a candle. Says the Gemara, L'Oyer HaNeir V'chulu, asks the Gemara, Mino hanemili, what's the source of this? Why should it be that when you're searching for chometz, you search with a candle? Answers the Gemara, Omer Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Lomadnu, we learnt it from a whole string of psukim, learning one pasuk from another pasuk, using like a gzeru shova, there's a word here and a word here, so those two have something in common. And then there's a word from Pasuk 2 to Pasuk 3, they have something in common. And then from Pasuk 3 to Pasuk 4, etc. And then with a whole string of psukim that are connected to each other, we find that to search for something, the way you search is using a candle. What are these, says Rav Chisda? Lomadnu metzia mimetzia. Finding from finding, because you're looking to find chometz, you want to find something. You want to find the chometz that's in your home. So we learn one pasuk that talks about finding from another pasuk that talks about finding. Umetzia michipus, and we're going to have another pasuk that tells us that the way you find something is by searching for it. Vechipus michipus, and we have another pasuk that speaks about searching, v'chippus meineiros. And in that pasuk, we're going to see that the way you search is using candles in plural tense, in plural form. V'neiros meineir. And then there's going to be another pasuk that's going to teach us that searching is not necessarily done with a number of candles, but with a single candle. And that's the oyer haneir that we're going to use to search for the chometz in order to find the chometz. And the Gemara is now going to explain. Metzia mimetzia. Where do we find finding from finding? Ksiv Hocha, it says over here regarding chometz, Shivas Yomim Sa'ir lo yimotzei bevoteichem. Chometz may not be found in your home for 7 days, referring to the 7 days of Pesach. Uchsiv Hosom, and there's another pasuk that says actually when they were looking for the cup that had gone missing from Yosef in Mitzrayim, then they were searching in the bags of the tribes, of the Shvatim. It says in the Pasuk, Vayechapis, and they searched, Bagodol Heichil, they started with the oldest brother's bag, searching for the cup, Ubakotn Kolo, and they finished with Binyamin, the youngest brother, to search in his bag. And then it says, Vayimotze, and they found it. Umetzia michipus today, and in that very pasuk it says vayichapis, they searched, and only be consequent to searching vayimotze, they found. So we're comparing finding, or the fact that chometz may not be found on Pesach, which means you have to find it before Pesach, to searching, which the pasuk by Binyamin says they searched and they found. V'chippus mineiros, and we're going to find elsewhere that the way to search is using candles. T'chsiv, it says in the pasuk, V'hoyo ba'is hahi, achapis es Yerushalayim baneiros. Hashem says he's going to search Yerushalayim with candles, u'pokadati al anoshim, etc. V'neiros mineir. And there's a pasuk that tells us that you search not only with a number of candles, but with a single candle. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, Neir Hashem Nishmas Odom, the neshama of a person is compared to a candle of Hashem, Choyfeis Kol Chadri Boten, searches all the chambers of the innards. So you see that the Neir is something which is Choyfeis, it searches. And exactly why we need both of these second last two psukim? Why do we need the pasuk of Ba'ei Sahi, Achapes Es Yerushalayim B'neiros, the Gemara is going to discuss. So you see here that one thing led to another, finding, searching, searching with candles, candles, a candle. So you see that if you want to find something, you use a candle, that's our source. Continues the Gemara. Tana de Be'er Bishmoel, Lele Yudalud, on the nights of the 14th of Nisan, Boitkenes HaChometz Lo'ir HaNeir, you search for the chometz using a candle, the light of a candle. Aval Pisha Ein Raya L'Dova, even though there's no proof to it, Zeichu L'Dova, there's an allusion to it from the psukim that we just mentioned now, that Rav Chisda mentioned. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Shivas Yomim So'ir Lo Yimotzei, chometz may not be found on Pesach. for the 7 days of Pesach. Va'oimer, and the second pasuk, va'yichapes bagadol hochelu bakotn kolo va'yimotze. That's the second pasuk we brought from by Binyamin. Va'oimer, and there's another pasuk, bo'esahi achapes es Yerushalayim baneiros. That's the third pasuk. Va'oimer neir Hashem nishmas adam choyfes kol chadri boten. That's the fourth pasuk. The same string of psukim Rav Chisda brought we're seeing in this brisa. Asks the Gemara, "My va'omer, what's this second? What's this last va'omer of that? There's one first. It brings a pasuk that speaks about ba'isai achapes es Yerushalayim baneiros, that chippus, searching, is done with candles, and then there's another pasuk that says neir Hashem nishmas adam choyfes, that again searching is done with a candle. What are these two psukim?" Answers the Gemara, "V'chi teima hai ba'isahi kulad huda ka'omar achmona." That loy bedikna lo biyushalayim b'nahira da avuka de nofish nahira tuva elo b'nahira de shraga de zuta nahira tfei da avoyin rabo mishkachas v'avoyin zuta loy mishkachas toshema nir Hashem nishmas odom. So the Gemara here is not differentiating between whether it's a number of candles or a single candle. Even the Rashi does stress that in Neir Hashem, Nishmas Odom is Neir is a single candle, and in Yerushalayim it mentions the Neiris. But what the Gemara is saying here is as follows. He's saying that we have the same psukim. Both psukim tell us that searching is done with candles. Why you can't use a number of candles, a torch of fire, we're actually going to see later in the Gemara. But over here, the Gemara says that we have two psukim to the same effect. The Gemara says that the first pasuk would be a source, but we could refute it. It could be that pasuk of Ba'isai Achapes Es Yerushalayim, it could be that normally one should use a torch to search, not candles. However, in Yerushalayim, I'm specially going to search only using candles because I actually don't want to find so much. Because over there, Hashem is going to search about the spiritual status of Klal Yisrael. And Hashem says, I prefer to use, so to speak, a candle and not a torch, because that way I'll only see the very big, aggressive Averus. I won't see all the little things. And therefore, it's a special leniency when searching Yerushalayim that I'm going to use candles and not a torch. And therefore, it would not be a source that one searches with candles. That's why the Gemara brought a second pasuk to say that if you're going to refute the first pasuk, here's the second pasuk, Neir Hashem Nishmas Odom Choyfes Kol Chadri Boten, to tell us that one searches with a candle, even not just in Yerushalayim where there's a leniency. Let's see that again inside. Mechitema, are you going to say, Hai Ba'esahi, the pasuk of Ba'esahi, Achapes Es Yerushalayim, Kulahu, it's a leniency. The Ka'omar Achmono, that the Torah said, Lai Ba'dikna Lobi Yerushalayim, I'm not going to check Yerushalayim, B'Nahira Da'avuka, with the light of a torch, the Nofish Nahira Tuvad, whose light is very bright, Ela B'Nahira Da'shraga, just the light of a candle, the Zutur Nahira Tfei, whose light is much dimmer, Da'ovin rabo mishtakach, and then I'll only find the big averus. Va'ovin zutur loy mishtakach, I will not see the small averus. Toshema, that's why it says, Neir Hashem nishmas adam, that kol chedrei boten. Whenever you're checking for anything, one can do it by use of a candle. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Ein boitkin, the Braisa says one should not check for the chometz. Loy lo'ir hachama, not using the light of the sun. V'loilo ir alavono, and not using the light of the moon. V'loilo ir avuko, and not using the light of a torch. Ela lo ir anir, only using the light of a candle, as we saw in our Mishnah. And the Braisa says, Mepnei she'oir hanir yofel lebedika. Because for bedikas chometz, the most effective type of light is the light of a candle. V'aval pi she'ein ra'ya ledovor, even though we don't have a proof, we have an allusion to it from the psukim. And again, the Gemara is going to bring the psukim we mentioned before. The same string of psukim we saw on the Zayin Amud Beis, the Braisa is bringing here again, with the say, alluding to the fact that Badika, that you want to find something, you have to do it by searching, and searching you can do with a candle. Asks the Gemara, Hai Oyer Haner, Hai Oyer Hachamo, the Gemara, the Braisa says, on the last line of Dav Zayin Amud Beis we just learnt, that Badika's Chometz is not done with the light of the sun. Asks the Gemara, Heichadomi, where should you not do Badikas Chometz with the light of the sun? Inema b'chotzer, are you suggesting that in a chotzer, in a courtyard, you do Badikas Chometz and you may have thought you can do it with the light of the sun, and the Braisa says, don't use the sun? Ha'omar Rava, chotzer ina tzricha Badika. Rava said you don't even need to check for a chotzer, you don't need to check for chometz, mipnei sha'irvin metzuyim sham, because the ravens are there, and any remnants of chometz left over, we take for granted that the ravens have eaten up. Ela bar sadra. It must be talking about a very open area. It has a roofing. It does not have walls, or doesn't have most of its walls, and a lot of sunlight comes in from the sides. Ha'omar Rava, did Rava not say achsadra, that when you have to search an achsadra for such a roofed-in area, you want to search it for chometz, la'oironiv dekes, you check it with its own light, which means the light of the sun coming into the achsadra. So that there we do use the oirachamo. When does the braisa mean to say that you do not use the light of the sun? Loi says the Gemara Tzricha, the braisa is talking about la'aruba de becheder. We're talking about a skylight in a room. You have an opening in the roof of a room, and from there the sun comes in, and there the braisa is telling us, don't rely or don't use the sunlight, rather check with the oir haner, with the candle. Udehecha, what are we talking about? Which part of this room which has a skylight? Are we talking about directly close or under this skylight? That is an achsadra, a place that's very, very brightly lit up by the sun. And of course we rely on the light of the sun. Elo, litzdodim, we're talking about the edges of that room. If you have a room with a skylight in the middle, around the edges of the room, it's not really bright enough to rely on the light coming in from the skylight. And then that's what the braisa says, you use a candle only. Continues the Gemara, va'avu koloi, we saw in the braisa that one should not do bedikas chometz using a torch, which is a very bright type of light, possibly a number of candles together. V'omar Rava, did Rava not say, my dechsiv, it says in a Posuk in Chabakuk says, v'noiga ko'ir tieh, the glow will be like light to those tzadikim, karnayim miyodoi loi, and the rays of light are going to be from Hashem's hands to the tzaddik. V'shom chevyoin uzoi, the uzoi, the strength of Hashem, the shechinah of Hashem, is going to be hidden there. Which means even though the neshamas of these tzaddikim are going to be lit very, very brightly, but the glow of the shechinah is going to be so much more that it has to be hidden from sight in order not to blind the people, the tzaddikim, who would see it. So the Rava carries on. Lemot tzadikim doimim b'fnei ha-shechina. The tzadikim are compared relative to the shechina k'ner b'fnei avuka, like a candle in the presence of a torch. So you see here that the light of a torch is much brighter than the light of a candle. If so, why can we not use a light of a torch to do bedikas chometz? It will give us even more light than a candle, and it'll be even a better bedikas chometz. V'omar Rava, you see that Rav even said that regarding the light we use for Havdalah, you should use an avuka, you should use a torch, not just a single candle. So why over here do we say not to use a torch, just to use a candle? Answers the Gemara, Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchok, Ze yochi lachnisoi l'choirim ulizdokin, v'ze eino yochi lachnisoi l'choirim ulizdokin. Since searching for chometz, we need to look into all the crevices, all the holes, and a small candle, you can get into the small areas and search. If you've got a larger light, a larger flame from a torch, you will not be able to get into the little corners, the little cracks, and you're not going to find the chometz in there. That was the first of the four explanations in the Gemara. The second one, Rav Zvid Omar, Ze oiroi lefonov, a person is holding the candle in front of him, searching a hole or a space in front of the candle. A torch light gives most light behind the candle. However, the light of a candle gives the light in front of it. And here we need the light to be in front of the candle. Rav Papa Omar. Rav Papa gives a third explanation. Hai bois v'hai loy bois. When you're searching with a candle and you have full control of the flame, you're not afraid to search and you'll be able to focus and concentrate on bedikas chometz. When you're using a larger flame, you're using a torch, a person will be afraid that things are going to get burnt and he's going to be more focusing on keeping his home safe than looking on the chometz. And therefore, we should not use it for bedikas chometz. Ravina Omar, the fourth and last explanation from Ravina, Hai Moshach Nahoira, Vahai Miktaf Aktufei. The flame of a candle is a very steady flame, and therefore it's easy, it doesn't distract us, and it gives us a very clear vision of what we need to see. However, a torch, a larger flame, it flickers, and since it flickers, it disturbs our being able to search for the chomets. Continues the Gemara. Kol mokim she'ein machnisen l'chulup. We learnt in the Mishnah, back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Kol mokim she'ein machnisen by chomets, any place that one knows or one can assume that no chomets was ever taken into, ein tzorach bedika, does not need to be checked. Says the Gemara, Kol mokim, whenever it says kol, it's coming to say, like, to include something that we wouldn't have understood otherwise. Mishnah could have just said, a mokim she'in machnisim by chomets, etc. What's kol mokim? It means there are some places that maybe we could have thought that it's not considered a mokim she'in machnisim by chomets, maybe because chomets was taken there sometimes, and nonetheless it's considered a mokim she'in machnisim by chomets. Says the Gemara, Kol mokim lasuye mai. What's it coming to include? Lasuye hod tonu rabbonon. It's coming to include these things that are mentioned in the following brisa. Chayre bayis, the holes in the walls of a home. Ho elyoinim, those high up, vatachtoinim, and those low down. Where even though one could have put chomets there, and there is chomets around the house, since it's not common to put chomets there, it's not usual, it's difficult, it's not easy to reach high up or low down, we can assume that chomets was not put there. V'gag hayatzia, or if you have the roof of an annex, also there we assume that even though it's low, this type of roofing is low, but these annexes, it was common to that the roof should be slanting, not flat, and therefore they did not used to put chomets there, there's no way of keeping chomets there, and therefore they does not need to be checked. V'gag hamigdol, or the roof, the top of a closet, that was a type of a, it looked like a tower type, the head of the top of a migdol, a closet, verefes bokor, and a barn of cattle, velulin, and chicken coops, umatbein, and the homes where they would store the straw, v'oitzeris yayin, the storehouses of the wine, v'oitzeris shemen, the storehouses of the oil, ein shichim bedika. They all don't need bedikas chomets. For example, in the case of the barn of the cattle, even if you put chomets there, the animals would eat it. And so the same applies to the chicken coops. All these places are included in the rule in the Mishnah that it's a mokim she'ein machnisin by chomets. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oymer, mito, if you have a bed, and what they did with the bed, and this is just so we should understand what sort of bed they're talking about, but it didn't have to be this type of bed. The bed that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was talking about was a bed hachoylekes b'soich habayis. It serves as a partition in the home, separating the area on one side of the bed from the area on the other side of the bed. Umafsekes, and there's a large gap. It leaves a large gap. That means there is a large gap. Tzricha bedika. That type of bed, you have to do bedikas chomets. And the gap we're talking about here is a gap under the bed. If you have under this bed, which just by chance happens to be a separator in the room, but if it's a gap under the bed, then chomets may have been put there, and you have to check for chomets. Ask the Gemara Urminu. We're going to ask a stira from another braisa. The braisa says, choyer, a hole in the wall between two neighbors, she bein odom lechaveri, that each person has to check as far as his hands could reach to make sure that he didn't put any chomets in there. Vashar, but the area in between, mevatli beliboy, wherever you cannot get to when searching for the chomets, then you just, since you cannot get there, you just, in your heart, you nullify the chomets, that if there's any chomets has got to those places deep within the walls, then you've nullified it and that's fine. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oymer, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in that braisa adds, mito achilekes b'soich habayis, a bed that separates one part of the room from another, v'eitzim v'avonim zdurim tachtel, if you have lumber or stones that are arranged underneath this bed, umafsekes, and there's a little bit of a gap between the bottom of the bed and the top of these piles of wood or stones, eino tzricha bedika, one does not need to do bedikas chomets there. Says the Gemara, Kashya Mito Amito. First and foremost, it's a machlokes. These beds that have spaces underneath them, in the first braisa, the braisa said, in the second braisa, Shimon ben Gamliel said, that mita achilekes b'soich habayis, etc., mafsekes, eina tzricha b'dika. We also have a contradiction regarding the holes. In the first braisa, it says that the holes in the house, the higher ones and the lower ones, do not need bedika. And in the second braisa, it says that the holes in the walls do need bedika. Answers the Gemara, chayrin achayrin lo kasha. There's no contradiction regarding the holes in the wall. Ha be'iloyu betatoi v'ha be'mitzi. When does one not need to check inside the holes in the wall? That's if they're very high up or very low down, and it's very inconvenient to use them. We assume no chometz was put in them. However, the braisa that says that you have to check the holes is talking about the holes in the middle, the average height, which is easy or relatively easy to use them to put chometz in, and therefore you have to check them for chometz. Mito amito lo ikashia, the contradiction we had regarding these beds are also not a contradiction. Ha de midle. The bed that you have to check underneath is if the bed is relatively high and it was comfortable to use the area underneath it, and therefore we can assume that chometz may have been put there, you have to check. However, the bed that you've put there the woods and you've put stones, and now you've got a little bit of a gap between the bottom of the bed and the top of the piles, it's very inconvenient to store anything there and to put chometz there, and therefore we assume it's a place that chometz was not put, and he does not need to check it for chometz. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Braisa, in the first Braisa, that one of the places that do not need Bedikas chometz is the storehouses of wine. V'otanya, this seems to be a contradiction to this from the Braisa, Oitzris Yain, Tzricha Bedika, Oitzris Shemen, Ein Tzricha Tzorich Bedika, that the storehouses of the oil do not need Bedika, but the storehouses of the wine do need Bedika. Answers the Gemara, Hocha b'mayoskinon b'mistapik. Some types of storehouses of wine indeed do not need bedika. It's a storehouse, it's a wine cellar. Why should you have to do bedika's chometz? What are you doing there with chometz? However, there are some types of wine cellars that are mistapik, which means that they supply people with wine even in the middle of a meal. Sometimes they run out of wine, we'll soon see about that. They run out of wine in the middle of a meal. It's hard to gauge how much wine exactly the people are going to need. They're going to go down in the middle of a meal, possibly with a piece of chometz in their hands. Those type of storehouses, those types of wine cellars that are typically supplying the owners in the middle of a meal, a chometz meal, they are the ones that have to be checked for chometz. Asks the Gemara, Yochi Shemen Nami, if so, the storehouses of the oil also should be checked if it's a storehouse that is supplying people with oil in the middle of a meal. Answers the Gemara, Shemen Yesh Keva L'Achila. This oil is a very fixed amount that you need. You know exactly what foods you're making, you know how many people are here. There's no reason you should have to go down and fetch oil in the middle of a meal. However, Yayin Ein Keva L'Shtia, but it's challenging to know exactly how much wine you're going to need for each person, for the amount of people you have in the meal. And it's common that they would run out of wine in the middle of a meal, and it's not common to run out of oil in the middle of a meal, and therefore the storehouses for the wine, in the event that it's serving people in the middle of a meal, they have to be checked for chometz. Continues the Gemara, Tani Reb Chiya, Osu Oitzreis Sheichor Bebovel. Beer in Bovel was drunk in the same frequency as, or in the same amounts as wine in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's Koitzreis Yain Be'eretz Yisrael. It has the same status as the storehouses of wine in Eretz Yisrael, but mistapik, that if they supply the people in the middle of a meal, then it's a mokim shemachnisin boi chometz, and one has to check it for chometz. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Chizda. Bay Dogim, the storehouse where the fish was stored. Ein tzorich bedika. One does not need to check it for chometz because one does not go down there in the middle of a meal. V'otanya tzrichin bedika. But we saw in another braisa that the storehouse for the fish, you do need to do bedika's chometz. Says the Gemara, lo ikashya, ha b'ravrava, ha b'zutra. The storehouses of the very big fish, for that you know before the meal exactly how many of these big fish you're going to use and need and prepare, and it's not common to go down in the middle of a meal. However, the small fish, it could be that they're nushing on the small fish in the middle of the meal, they need a few more. It could be that the servant would go down in the middle of the meal to get some more fish, and therefore it's a mokim shemachnisin by chomets and has to do bedika. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Bei Milchi, the storehouses of salt, Ubei Kiri, and the storehouses where the candles, the wax candles were stored, Tzarech Bedika, since in the middle of a meal he may have run out of candles or salt, and he would have gone down, possibly with chomets in his hands. It's a mokim shemachnisin by chomets, and he has to do bedika. Continues the Gemara Omer of Papa, Bei Tzivi, the storehouses of the wood, Ubei Tamri, and the storehouses of the date of the dates, Tzarech Bedika, and has to do Bedika's Chomet. Again, somebody may have gone down in the middle of a meal to get some more wood for the fire, or some more dates, and therefore it's a Mokim Shemachnisin by Chomet. Continues the Gemara Tana, Ein Mechayvin Oisoi Lehachnis Yodoi L'churin u'lizdokin livdoik mipnei asakona. They did not require a person to put his hands into the cracks of the wall, into the holes and cracks in the wall, to check for the chometz because of danger. That's all it said in the Braisa. Asks the Gemara, my sakona, what danger are we talking about? And there's going to be two explanations in the Gemara. The first one is going to be the danger of scorpions. The second explanation we're going to learn on Ahmed Beis is the danger of the goyim there seeing you fiddling with dark places in the night with a candle. They're going to think you're engaged in witchcraft, and it's very dangerous if a goy thinks that you're engaged in witchcraft, he can cause a lot of trouble. So let's see the first answer in the Gemara. Inayma mishum sakonas akrov. Let's assume that we're talking about that there's a danger of scorpions inside these holes. Says the Gemara, if so, ki mishtamish, when you use these holes, heich ishtamish, how could you use them? If you think that inside the holes of a wall, in the cracks of a wall, there are scorpions, and therefore the Brais has to say that you don't do bedikas chomets there, you don't put your hands in to feel for the chomets, how could you actually use it to put chomets there in the first place? We're assuming it's a place that you would have put chomets, otherwise it's a mokim she'ein machnisin by chomets. Says the Gemara, loy. Tzricha. The Nofal, we're talking about that this wall, that or these holes and cracks that we're trying to check, is actually a wall that when I used it to put chomets in, it was the wall was straight, it was still firm, and there are no scorpions in holes and cracks in walls. However, at some point the wall fell down, and now we don't know whether the chomets, whether there's any chomets in those holes that are now buried under this pile of rubble, and now that the wall has fallen down and it's just a pile of stones, there may well be scorpions there. Scorpions don't come to cracks in the middle of upright walls, but they do come into piles of rubble. Asks the Gemara, are you talking about a wall that fell down? I nofal lomali bedika. Why do you need to check at all? What, are you worried that there was some chomets in the crack in the wall and now it's buried under a pile of rubble? What none we learned in the Mishnah, chomets shenofal alav mapilus, that if a ruin, if a weak wall fell onto some chomets, hareze kamavur, we view the chomets as if it's been disposed of. You don't need to check it, even if you know it's there. So if you're talking about chomets that the wall has fallen down, why do you need to check for chomets at all? Answers the Gemara Hosom, She'ein ha-kelev yochel lechapis achrov. In the case that we saw in the Mishnah, that a buried piece of chomets you do not need to search for on the night of the 14th of Nisan, is talking about where it's 3 tfachim down, under the ground, where even a dog would not manage to sniff it out, and therefore it's considered buried, it's considered as if it's disposed of. However, Hocha, here we're talking about K'she'kelev yochel lechapis achrov. The wall fell down, but the chomets potentially would be less than 3 tfachim away, less than 3 tfachim below the surface, a dog would be able to sniff it out. And therefore, if not for the fact that there's a danger of scorpions there, you would have to check for the chomets. Asks the Gemara, so we understand exactly the case. And you're telling me in the Braisa you do not need to put your hands in there to check for the chomets because it's dangerous of the scorpions. Why are we worried about a danger? V'omer Rebelozo, shluchei mitzvah, Einon Izokin, people who are engaged in mitzvahs and they're an agents for doing Hashem's mitzvahs, then we do not need to fear them undergoing any harm. Mitzvah, people are doing mitzvahs, don't get harmed. Omer Vashi, the problem is, Shemo Toivad Lo Imachat. Maybe this person who's also checking for his chomets, he remembers that he also lost a needle. Maybe there was a needle this crack in the wall before it fell down. V'asi li yune basro. And now, whilst he's looking for the chometz, he's also looking for the needle, which means he's not doing a 100% mitzvah. He's only got partial intention for the mitzvah and partial intention to look for his own needle, for his own use, for his own benefit. And in as much as you're doing something for your own benefit, not for the mitzvah, you're not going to be protected by the mitzvah. And then you might get harmed. And since we're afraid of that, we tell him, don't put your hands into this pile of rubble. It's dangerous. Asks the Gemara, v'chihai gavna lav mitzvah? Somebody who does a mitzvah, and by the way, has also intentions for personal benefit, does that mean that he's not done them doing a mitzvah, and he's not getting the protection of the mitzvah? Well, Tanya, we learned in a brisa, ha'oimer sela zel tzedakah. If somebody says, this coin, a sela is a coin, I'm giving it to tzedakah, to charity, b'shvil sheyichya b'ni, in order that the schar of the mitzvah should serve as a merit for my son to live, or in order that I should get reward in the world to come, hareizet tzadik gomur. Regarding this mitzvah of tzedakah, he's completely righteous. So you see that even though he had some ulterior motive, he's still considered a tzadik gomur, a completely righteous person. So if he's looking for his chometz, and by the way, he's looking for his needle, why should that take away from the protection that he has from when doing the mitzvah? Why are you afraid the scorpions are going to hurt him? Answers the Gemara, Dilma Bosar de Bodak Osi Leyuna. You're right. If whilst he's doing Bedikas Chometz, he's got an eye out for the needle, then you're right. He would not get harmed. But we're afraid that when he's finished looking for the Chometz, which he's either going to find or not find, depending if there was Chometz there, he then continues searching to look for his needle. At that point, he's not engaging at all in the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz. He's engaging in Bedikas needle. He's looking for his needle, for his machat, and then he's not a shliach mitzvah at all. Le'yun basra, he's going to be looking for the needle only, and therefore he may get harmed by the scorpion. So the Braisa says, since such a person may look for his needle after he's looking for his chometz, and then he'll be in danger, don't look for your chometz there, just be mevatlit, don't put your hands into such a place. That was the first explanation, assuming that the Braisa that exempted people from putting their hands into the cracks in the wall, what, because of the danger, is talking about the danger of the scorpions. And now the Gemara is going to have a different explanation. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Omar, Mishum Sakonas Hanochrim. We're not afraid of the scorpions, we're afraid of the goyim. Uplimoihi. And this brisa is following the opinion of Plimoi. The Tanya, we learned in the brisa as follows. Choru Shebein Yehudi L'Armoi. If you have a hole in the wall between a Yisrael and a goy, Boiduk ad mokim shiotim agas. The Tanakhama say, check as far as your hands go. Vashar mevatli belibo, as we saw before, wherever you can't reach with your hands, even though there may be chometz there, chometz may have rolled there, just be mevatli belibo, nullify it in his heart. Plimoi Omar, this is the plimoi we're looking for. Kol atzmi eino boiduk, he shouldn't put his hands there at all. He shouldn't check bichlal, he shouldn't check the hole. Mipnei asakona, because it's dangerous. Ask the Gemara, my sakona, what sakona is plimoi referring to? Are you afraid that the goy is going to suspect him of engaging in witchcraft and cause him trouble for that? If the goy, just Yisrael, is using this hole, he thinks that it's witchcraft, how could you use it to put chometz in the first place? We're talking about a place where you could have put in chometz. It's a mokim shemachnisin boy chometz. You could have put chometz there, you've just got an issue checking for the chometz. Why should there be more issue with witchcraft when he's searching for the chometz than when you put the chometz there in the first place? Says the Gemara, no. Indeed, we're afraid that the goy is going to suspect the Yisrael of engaging in witchcraft. But Hossam, when he used the wall, ki ishtamish, when he used it, yamama, it was day, or nahoira, it was light, v'lo masika da'atei, and it would not occur to the goy to think that the Yisrael is engaging in witchcraft. Hocha, but here, number one, laila, it's night. Number two, shragohu, using a candle. So it looks very eerie. It's in the middle of the night and using a candle. Umasika adate, it would occur to the goy to think that Yisrael is engaged in witchcraft. And therefore the brisa says, don't go near the hole. Just do the bittle. Do not put your hands there. Don't go near it. Asks the Gemara again the same question that we had before. V'homer rebelozo shluchi mitzvah inu nizokin, somebody who's an agent doing a mitzvah, an agent of Hashem to do the mitzvahs, he's on his way doing mitzvahs, he's not going to be harmed. Answers the Gemara, Heicha d'shchiya chazeka, where the harm is very likely, Shani, that's different. And what's a source that we find that a likely harm, even somebody who's shliach mitzvah, has to be afraid and take precautions? You learn that out from Shmuel. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem sent Shmuel to go and anoint David HaMelech in the lifetime of Shaul HaMelech. And Shmuel said to Hashem, Vayema Shmuel, Eich Eilech, how can I go and anoint David HaMelech? V'shoma Shaul, Shaul HaMelech is going to hear that I've anointed his enemy David as a king, Varagoni, and he's going to kill, and Shaul's going to kill me. Vayomer Hashem, Hashem said, Eglas boko tikach biyodecho, take a calf with you, V'amarto, and you'll say, Lizboyach Hashem bossi, I just came to bring a korban, an offering to Hashem, and therefore Shaul will not suspect him, Shaul won't kill him. So you see there, even though Hashem had told him to go and anoint David HaMelech, he was a shliach mitzvah, a direct instruction from Hashem. Nonetheless, since it was likely he would be harmed, he had every right and requirement to take precaution, and that's why he asked Hashem, what should I do? Hashem told him. Continues the Gemara. Boy minei mirav. They asked Rav the following question. Hani b'nei beirav. These students who still need their teacher, this yeshiva students, school students, the diary babogi, and they would live in the villages, in the plains, out in the fields someplace. Mahu lemaisi kadmo v'chashoicho lebeirav. Are they allowed to come to the Beis HaMedrash before Alois HaShachar, before daybreak, and are they allowed to go back home when it's night? It's going in the dark in these deserted places. Do we need to be worried that it's dangerous? Or do we say no? They're engaging in a mitzvah, they're learning Torah, they do not need to worry. Omer Luhu, Rav said to them, Neisa, they should come to the Beis HaMedrash, Olai v'al tzavorai. I take full responsibility, responsibility is on me, on my neck, if anything happens to them. Which means it was clear to Rav, no harm would befall them, because they are coming to a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, okay, that's very good. When they're coming in the morning, before it's light, they're coming to learn Torah. Nezel mai, what about when they're going back at night? They're going away from learning Torah. Can they also rely on that? Omer luhu lo yodano. Rav says, I don't know. Itmar. However, the Gemara is going to tell us proof, is going to prove the halacha. Omer belozo. Shluchei mitzvah inu nizokin. People who are doing mitzvahs, they will not be harmed. Loi behalichoson, not only when they're going to the mitzvah, but loi bechazeroson, even when they're coming back from the mitzvah, they're traveling back, they're also not going to be harmed. Keman. This that Rabbi Lozo said is following who? Ki hai tana. Following the opinion of the following Brisa, the Tanya, Isi ben Yehuda Oimir, Klape, regarding this, Sha'omra Torah, that the Torah said, Loi, that the Pasuk is talking about the people who are coming to do Aliyah L'Regel. They're coming to Yerushalayim three times a year, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. And the Pasuk says, V'lo yachmoid ish es artzecha, nobody is going to be jealous of your land, when you come and do the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, you're coming up to Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk says clearly, Melamid, that your, it means that what we see from this Pasuk is that your cows are going to graze, but afar in the meadow, and no beast is going to harm it. Your hens, Menakeres, Ba'ashpa, are going to pick in the rubbish pile, ve'in chuldum azikosa, and the weasel will not come and harm it. V'alo edvarim kal v'choymeh, we can learn from a kal v'choymeh. Uma eilu, if these animals, here we're referring to the poro, the cow, and the tarnagel, the chickens, shadarkon lozuk, it's very common that they should get harmed, they should suffer from harm. Eino nizokin, nonetheless the Torah guarantees us they will not be harmed because their owners are going to Aliyah L'Regel, to a mitzvah, Bnei Odom, human beings, She'ein darkon lozuk, where it's less common for them to suffer from harm. They have a muzzle, and naturally they seem to befall less harm than the animals. Alachas kama v'kama, even more so, can we assume they're not going to be harmed, because they're going to do the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Continues the Brayse, She'ein li elo b'halicha, that's all true when you're going to the mitzvah. B'chazorah minayin, how do you know that when you're finished doing the mitzvah and you're now just on the way back, no harm is going to befall him. Talmud Lomer says in the Pasuk, another Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Ufonisa Baboika, you're going to turn in the morning, V'holachta Loyalecha, you're going to go back to your tents. And from that, the Gemara understands from there, Melamich, Atelech, you're going to go, V'timtza Oyalecha B'sholem, you're going to find your tents, your home, your property, secure and peaceful. So you see that not only when you're going to Yerushalayim, but even on the way back, Ufoniso Baboika V'holachta Loyalecha, even on the way back, when it's going to, it's a guarantee that till you get home, everything is going to stay safe and secure. Asks the Gemara, v'chime'achar dafilu b'chaziro b'alicho lomoli. If you've got a pasuk that says ufoniso baboike v'olachto le'olecho, that till you come back, you're going to have your home, is your property is going to be secure. Why do I need the first pasuk that says li'achmid ishes arutcha, that when you go to Yerushalayim, no one is going to cause any damage, be jealous of your land? Answers the Gemara, Lekadirab Ami. That pasuk that tells us that when you go to Yerushalayim, then nobody is going to be yachmoid, is going to be jealous of your land, is just in order to teach us that the only people who go to do this mitzvah, the only ones who are required to go 3 times a year to Yerushalayim, are those people who actually have land. That's what Rav Ami said. Omer Rav Ami, kol odom shesh lekarka, anyone who's got land, oile loregel, is required to go to Yerushalayim 3 times a year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. V'shein lo karka, but if he does not have land, ein oile l'regel, he does not do the mitzvah of, he's not required to do the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. Continues the Gemara, some other related halachas to aliyah l'regel. Omer Rav Ovin barav Ada, Omer Rav Yitzchok, mipnima ein peiros ginoiser b'Yerushalayim. Why do we not find the very sweet fruits called ginoiser in Yerushalayim? Answers the Gemara, Kadesh lo yu oile regolim oimrim, in order that those coming up to aliyah l'regel should not say, ilmole lo yolinu elo lechol peres kinoisa b'Yerushalayim dayenu. It would have sufficed if all we would have come up for is to eat from these fruits, and that means they would have come up to Yerushalayim supposedly to do the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel without the intentions of the mitzvah, and that would have destroyed the quality of the mitzvah, and therefore there were no such fruits in Yerushalayim. Because it will cause that the coming up to Yerushalayim will not be lishma, will not be done for the sake of the mitzvah, it will be done exclusively for the sake of the fruits. Why don't we have hot springs like the hot springs of Tveria in Yerushalayim? For the same reason that the people coming up to Aliyah L'Regel should not say, that had we come to Yerushalayim just in order to bathe in these hot springs, Dayen would have been enough. V'nimtza aliyah sholei lishma, and it would then turn out that their coming up to Yerushalayim was not for the sake of the mitzvah, and that will destroy the quality of the mitzvah, and therefore there were no such hot springs in Yerushalayim. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that after the Mishnah mentioned that any place that you do not put chometz in, you do not need to do bedikas chometz, the Gemara, the Mishnah, so to speak, asks a question. So, in what case did the Chachomim say that you have to do Bedikas Chometz for 2 rows of barrels in the wine cellar? And the Mishnah answered, Mokim Shemachnisin by Chometz, it's talking about a place where Chometz was taken in. So the Gemara is now asking, Martif Mandachar Shame, who was talking about a wine cellar? Who told you that a wine cellar needs bedika, that you're asking such a question? Or who says that a wine cellar does not need bedika? Like, where were you coming from? You suddenly ask a question about Me Omru Shteshuris Bamartif. Who was talking about a wine cellar, a Martif? Answers the Gemara Hochik Omar. This is what you have to read into the Mishnah. Kol mokim shein machnisin bechometz ein tzorich bedika. A place that does not, that chometz is not usually brought in it, does not need bedika. We saw this before in Amud Aleph, that the storehouses of wine, the wine cellars, and the storehouses of oil also do not need bedika, because they are in that bracket of mokim she'ein machnisin by chometz. So then we clearly understand that wine cellars do not need to have bedikas chometz. And then the question is in place. But did we not say that two rows of the barrels have to be checked in the wine cellar? Mokim shemachnisim bechametz ubemistapik. It's talking about that what type of wine cellar which one does is a mokim shemachnisim bechametz, and what is that? Like we saw in the Gemara before, bemistapik. It's a type of wine cellar that is possible that it supplied wine to the people in the middle of a bread meal. Continues the Gemara. Going back to the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we saw Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What does it mean, Shtei Shurois, two rows? Beis Shammai say, Shtei Shurois, two rows, Al Pnei Kol HaMartif, on the whole face of the wine cellar, which means not just two individual rows, but two rows means two faces, entire areas, we'll soon see what that means, but the entire front of the Maratev has to be checked. And also, this is a little bit cryptic. Beis Hillel says two rows, the outer ones, the upper ones. We have to know what that means. Is it outer? Is it upper? Is it both? What does that mean? So we're actually going to have a Machlekes HaMeroim on how to understand Beis Shammai and a Machlekes HaMeroim, how to understand Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara. Beis Shammai Omrim Shtei Shurois V'chulei. Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says as follows. Shtei Shurois She'omru. These two rows, according to Beis Shammai, is as follows. Min Ha'oretz V'ad Shmei Koira. From the floor all the way up to the ceiling. That's the whole face at the front of the wine cellar. Two rows deep. That's according to Beis Shammai. You have to check all that because the servant who's coming in to get the wine, he could have taken wine from any of those barrels, relatively close to the front, and therefore you have to check that entire area. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, who says differently to Rabbi Yehuda, he says that you're right, that according to Beis Shammai, it's the whole front, it's the whole face of the wine cellar, but it's not two rows deep. Even though the Mishnah says, the Chachamim say you need to have two rows, Shtei Shurois, he says, yeah, it means two whole faces of the wine cellar, which means the whole front face of the, if you've got all the barrels piled up as a cube, the whole front surface and the whole top surface, which is like a right angled surface, because this person coming in the middle of the meal, he could have taken any wine from any barrel or left his chometz anywhere at the front layer or anywhere on top. So that's what he says. Shura achas kamin gam. Gam is a right angled letter which looks like a final chof. It looks like a dalid. And that's what it means, the whole front and the whole top. And the Gemara says, Tanu kavaseidra of Yehuda, but Tanu kavaseidra of Yechanon. We actually found a braisa like this opinion and a braisa like that opinion. Tanu kavaseidra of Yehuda is the following braisa. Beis Shammai Omrim Shtei Shurois Al Pnei Kol HaMartev. And the braisa says explicitly, Ushtei Shurois She'omru Min Ha'oretz V'ad Shmei Koira. Both of those rows is actually from the ground up to the ceiling, which means it's two parallel rows of the entire front of the barrels. Tanu kavaseidra Rabbi Yochanan. What's the braisa like Rabbi Yochanan? It says in the braisa, Shtei Shurois al pnei kol hamartiv, the whole front of the wine cellar, of the barrels in the wine cellar. Chitzoina, the whole outside, the outermost wall, so to speak, of these barrels. Royes ha-pesach, the one that sees the door. Ve'elyoina, and the whole top layer, which is Royes ha-kaira, that sees the ceiling. But anything deeper than the outermost row, which according to Rav Yehuda, you have to check two whole layers deep. Note, this braisa and Rabbi Yochanan says it's only one layer, the outermost layer. Anything which is deeper inside, anything lower than the top layer of the entire stack of barrels, in tzarech badika, one does not need to check for chametz. That's regarding Beis Shammai. What's regarding Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel Oimrim, Shtei Shurois Hachitzoinois Sheinu Elyoinois. It's got to be two rows, but it's got to be the outer ones, which are the upper ones. So here again, it's going to be Machlekes. Omar Rav. Rav said it means as follows. Elyoino, it means the topmost, obviously the outermost, and topmost. And when you come into the wine cellar, the very highest row just facing you, that's the row. That's Elyoino. V'shelemato imeno, and one below it. So then you have two rows, and we'll soon see. It's also outermost rows. And is it the topmost row, Elyoina? Well, one of the rows is right on top. The second one is not exactly on top, it's just below it. Ushmuel Omar, Shmuel says differently. He says, Elyoino, yes, it's that first top row. Veshelifnim imeno, not the row underneath it, but the row beyond it, further deep into the cellar, but also the top row. So they're both on top. Are they both in front? Well, one of them is in front, the other one a little bit less. My Tamad Rav, what's the reasoning or the source that Rav says it's the uppermost row and the one below it? Answers the Gemara, Daik Chitzoinis, because the Mishnah said, Chitzoinis Shein Elyoinis, the outermost and uppermost. So Rav said, the main thing is the Chitzoinis. Both rows have to be Chitzoinis. V'ho Elyoinis K'toni, you can ask a question, it says it's got to be the top. And the second row down is not the top. Answers the Gemara, no, it's also the top. Lim'ute Tatoi de Tatoi. Which means it's also on top. It's not right on top, but it's higher up than all the rows underneath it. They're the two highermost rows, and they are both chitzoynis, both on the outside. They are the two rows according to Rav. Or Shmuel Omer, Elyoino v'shelifnim imeno, Maitama. What's the source, what's the reasoning behind Shmuel, who says it's the top row and the one deep one inside it? According to Shmuel, the main thing is that it's the uppermost row. So both of these rows are the uppermost row. You can ask a question that it says it has to be the outsidemost rows, and your second row inside is not outside. They're the outermost relative to all the rest of the rows. But you're right, it's not as outermost as the outermost row. Continues the Gemara. Rav Chiya Toni Kavasei de Rav. Rav Chiya taught a brisa that, or he taught that Besil, the explanation in Besilel is like Rav. V'kulo Tanoi, but all the Amiroim that used to say over the brisas, Tonu Kavasei de Shmuel, they all taught Besilel like Shmuel answered. Like Shmuel explained, V'hilchas Kavasei de Shmuel, the Gemara Paskins like Shmuel, that according to Beis Hillel, the two rows that need to be checked are the top row and the one just further in, also on the top facing them. The two rows that have to be checked are both closest to the ceiling. One is just on the outside and one is a little bit further in. Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to continue Daf Tes.